Blog Talk Radio.
Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president,
would be no wrangling anymore. For drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Skonberg, check her out at www.briaskonberg.com. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. No live show this week, but the 11th, Mel Nono, A.J. Huckery, and Mac Bates will drop by to preview 2016 fall film schedule. Should be fun. Okay. Check it out, Betty Jo Tucker. I can't seem to open the chat room. My apologies. Blog Talk Radio is having a problem. So, have to let it go, I guess, right? Okay. Yep. Just let it go. Okay. Let's see what we got going on here also. Okay. Cumberbatch.
All right, Ian. Set to do your vocals. The studio musicians have already recorded their parts, and the choruses will be coming from the booth next door. You just wanted the same phrase repeating, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you set with your lyrics?
Yep. Just copied some stuff off of Wikipedia.
Great. Well, ready when you are.
Benedict Cumberbatch was born one English summer's day. In London, England, he was raised by Wanda and Timothy. Both were actors, so he studied the dramatic arts at Manchester University.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh my.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Quite loud.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I like it though.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His first big breakthrough role was in 2004 when he portrayed the physicist Stephen Hawking. Not too long after this, he became a household name when solving crimes as Sherlock was his thing. With all his acting accolades and numerous awards, he never faltered from his goals or the pitfalls of fame. And though his name is so well known in mentioned households, they struggle to correctly say his name.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Teddy Spoon Krusty Pants.
What?
And in Snap Chocodile.
Wait a second.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
His name came up again when in Star Trek he played the villain Khan, who apparently was both Indian and white. The Hobbit films all feature him as the great dragon Smaug, cause he's part dragon.
Wait, that isn't right.
His name is known throughout the land, heard both far and wide, as the true ruler of the kingdom of the Land of Oz. And soon he'll play young Doctor Strange for the Marvel film to bring more nerdy subjects to his calls.
Run a fly, Cabbage Patch.
Oh, come on.
And he could crash, he crashed.
What?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Nothing.
The lady's wet cucumber.
Wait, what's going on here? I'm just singing what I'm given on this paper, how it's written. The one drawback to Cumberbatch, his wiki page looks like it's hacked. He plays the imitation game when he is done with chess. He's such a warhorse when it comes to folding his laundry. They say he shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And I hear tell his real name is B.
Basing that Custer Pie. Battering Father Dash.
Really?
Liberty Hammer Jack.
I wasn't saying anything.
Burger King Chicken Fries. And it's not clear as that.
Get the name right.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Thank you.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go.
Elihu Coleman Bass.
No, it's
Higgs.
Benedict Cumber.
Unbatch.
Dang it.
Comedy star George Carlin.
Almost got a sprocket in my pocket. That was a quick change. Hi there. Little eye shtick for the people at home. The sound might not be working on their set. I'll show you the one I used to do when I was a kid. I used to do this one on the subway, just keeping one eye closed. I was brought up here in New York, brought up and used to go on the subway to 116th Street and make sure one eye was closed and make sure that everybody could see it, because a lot of people don't like to look right at you when they think something's wrong, you know. They kind of go, oh, God, look at this eye. In the subway, they look over the newspaper at you, like, oh, look at that there. So I'd make sure everybody had seen it. I'd read, go see, meet Miss Subways, read everything, and finally, about 86th Street, I'd kind of go down and come up with the other one. Very few ever noticed it. I mentioned hair. Removed from my eyes to my hair. I'm aware some stare at my hair. In fact, to be fair, some really despair of my hair. But they're not aware, nor are they debonair. In fact, they're real square. They see hair down to there, say beware, and go off on a tear. I say no fair. A head that's bare is really nowhere. So be like a bear. Be fair with your hair. Show it you care. Wear it to there. Or to there. Or to there if you dare. My wife bought some hair at a fair to use as a spare. Did I care? Au contraire. Spare hair is fair. In fact, hair can be rare. Fred Astaire has no hair, nor does a chair, nor a chocolate eclair. And where is the hair on a pear? Nowhere, mon frere. Now that I've shared this affair of the hair, I think I'll repair to my lair and use Nair. Do you care? I only mention hair because to some people it's important. It's not important to me. I've only had my extra hair for about a year now. Actually, it's the same hair I always had. It just used to be on the inside, you know. Wearing it on the outside, that's the only thing different. What else is new? The big fight is coming up. Ali and Frazier, Muhammad Ali. I call him Muhammad Ali because that's what he wants. Oh, yeah, he's a big dude and he hits hard, you know. I'll call him what he wants. But it's good that he's being allowed to work again. As you know, he couldn't work for 3 years. Of course, he had a strange job beating people up. But that was his, you know, his right. He could have that job. Government wanted him to change jobs. Government wanted him to kill people. He thought it over and he said, no, that's where I draw the line. I'll beat him up, but I don't want to kill him. And the government told him, well, if you won't kill him, we won't let you beat him up. And it was all because he didn't want to go to Vietnam, and now we're getting out of Vietnam through Laos and Cambodia. That's got to be the long way. We've got to go through China and Russia to get out that way. What are we going to tell them? We'll only be here a short time. We're just looking for a trail. Well, maybe they'll go for it. I don't know. Of course, we're only there in Southeast Asia for one reason, to free the people so they can have industry. Isn't that what we do everywhere, I think? We kind of free people and then lay a little industry on them so they can have all the benefits of industry that we have. Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea. But comedically, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to close with a little weather forecast from my good buddy Al Sleep, the Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
Yay! Baby, what's happening? K Pasa! K, what you call your Pasa? Al Sleep here, you Hippy Dippy Weatherman, brought to you by Parsons Pest Control. Do you have termites, water bugs, and roaches? Parsons will kill the termites and water bugs and help you get rid of the roaches. Present temperature is 41 degrees at the airport, which is stupid because I don't know anyone who lives at the airport. Downtown, it's much hotter. Tonight's forecast, dark. Continued mostly dark tonight. Turning to partly light in the morning. Good night, man.
Thank you. Papers of George Carlin.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
He's writing a book, The Secret Papers of George Carlin.
Okay. Ah, time goes fast. We're down to 3 minutes. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, and check out her Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. with George Bettinger. It's easier to find him if you go to Facebook, the Mom and Pop Shop, friend him, and then it'll give you the date, times, and everything about George and what's going on with him. And we're down to our last 3 minutes. And don't know where to go with that. Let's just see what we got going on. Okay, winding down. Oh, make that 2 minutes and 14. Okay, I think little Jenna Esposito. Congratulations to Jenna performing for Martin Scorsese last week. Awesome. Okay.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I like to clip your wings so you can't fly. Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't be straight. I meet him every morning about a half past eight. I'm acting like a lovely fool. You've even got me carrying books to school. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. You make me a bird right from picking on me.
Chat room. Don't forget, my TV show's on at 7 p.m. tonight, www.mnn.org, channel 2. And my CDs are available on CD Baby. Goodbye.